In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We thank God for the great blessing that He granted us today with the presence of our beloved Father, His Grace Bishop Daniel, the Abbot and the Bishop of St. Paula Monastery in the Red Sea. It is a great blessing to have His Grace with us today, and God willing, He will give the Arabic sermon after the liturgy. During the month of Baba, the Church is teaching us about the authority and the power of God. And the Church focused on four areas that actually demonstrate the authority of God. In these four areas, humanity until now, and until actually the second coming of Christ, will have no authority. With all the advancement in science and in technology and in medicine, but until now, all humanity will be incapable of addressing these four areas. And the Church is teaching us that God is a creator. And because God is a creator, that's why He has authority over these four areas. But we, in spite of all the advancement in knowledge and in science and technology, but we will never have authority over these four areas. What are these four areas? The four areas are illness, death, nature, and evil spirits. Illness, in spite of the advancement in medicine, but many diseases cannot be treated and completely be cured, especially the diseases of the nervous system like paralysis. But last week, we heard about the man who was paralytic and the Lord Jesus Christ healed him. Nature, until now and until actually the end of ages, the humanity will have no authority over nature. We cannot stop hurricane. We cannot stop earthquake. We cannot stop tornado. But God, because He is the creator of nature, has authority over the nature. We heard in many Gospels how the Lord Jesus Christ, with authority, who was able to calm down a storm. Today, actually, the Lord demonstrated His authority over all the creation when, in the miracle of catching many fish, after four experts, Simon Peter, Andrew, John, and James, who were fishermen and experts, toiled all night, but they caught nothing. Evil spirits, next week, we will hear about how the Lord Jesus Christ was able to cast demon from a man who was demon possessed, and He healed him from his muteness and his deafness. So again, science and medicine and technology have no authority over evil spirits, but God, our Creator, has authority over evil spirits. And finally, death. The most intelligent physicians and cardiologists and cardiosurgeons, they die. And nobody can raise them. But our Lord Jesus Christ, as we will see in the fourth Sunday of Baba, how He raised the son of the widow at the city of Nain. So the Church is teaching us about the authority of God. He has authority over illness, death, evil spirits, and nature. Our God is a mighty God, is a powerful God. But He uses His power to protect us. Many people, they use their mind, their might to suppress others and to enslave others, to be dictators. But God actually is a mighty God, but He used His might and power to protect His children. Also, He empowers His children. Mighty men, they don't want people around them to be strong. They want people to be weak. And actually, they divide people against each other in order to keep them weak. But God actually wants us to be strong like Him. As St. Paul said, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but He gave us a spirit of strength. So the children of God are powerful, like their Heavenly Father, who is also powerful. The miracle of today has many lessons for us. The very important lesson is to let God be a partner with you in everything you do. We saw in this miracle how four expert fishermen toiled all night, but they were not able to catch one single fish. Why? Because they were relying on their strength, their experience, their knowledge. They did not rely on God. And that's why they failed. Every time we rely on ourselves without relying on God, we will fail. But when St. Peter said to the Lord, "At your word, I will cast the net into the water," when actually he relied on God, on the word of God, he trusted God, he asked God to be a partaker with him, then he was able to catch many fish. In our spiritual warfare and struggle against sin, many of us, we struggle by ourselves without relying on God. That's why we fall in the same sin over and over. And we cannot actually defeat sin because we are not asking God to grant us His grace. We don't ask God to empower us and to help us. That's why we fall again and again. But when we ask God to grant us His grace, to empower us and to help us in our spiritual struggle against sin, we will be victorious. Mar Isaac of Syria said, "Anyone who believes that he can repent without praying, he is deceived from the devil." If you believe that you can repent and you can change your life and you can defeat Satan, but without praying, you are deceived. You are deceived from the devil. Why praying? Because in praying, we will ask the grace of God to empower us, to help us. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Without me, you cannot achieve anything." Also, number two, in order to be successful in our life, number one, to rely on the grace of God, to allow God to be a partaker with you in everything, to trust God with everything you do. Number two, actually, as the Lord said to Peter, to launch into the deep, into the depth. What does this mean? Means you focus on the quality. When you pray, it's not just some words you are reciting and you are distracted and thinking about thousands of things. You are here in the divine liturgy in the church. Go into the depth with God. Don't make your relationship with God actually a superficial relationship. Many of us, we enter the church and we leave the church without getting anything because we are distracted. We are not focusing on the prayer. We are not getting into the depth in our relationship with God. Quality. When actually you do your work with good quality, whether it is spiritual life, prayer, studying the scripture, coming to the liturgy, or in work or in studying, when you focus on the quality, actually you will be successful. But many of us, we do things on a superficial level. We don't get into the depth. That's why we are not successful in our life. Number three, actually, teamwork. God, when He created us, He created us to work as groups, not as individuals. When He created Adam and Adam was alone, God said it is not good for Adam to be alone. I will create a helper fit for him. We saw in this miracle today how Simon Peter and Andrew called also their partners, John and James, and four of them worked together. That's why the boat, although it started to sink, but they were able actually to rescue all the fish that they caught because they worked together as team. Unfortunately, in any committee or any board or any group of people, we don't know how to work as a team. We fight with each other. You know why? Because power struggle. Because of our ego, our pride. I want to be the head. I want my word to be done. I want my opinion to be executed. St. Anthony the Great said, love and humbleness will actually cast down the beasts. So if we work together with love and humbleness, we can be successful as team. In the book of Proverbs, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we read that two are better than one. Even in my spiritual life, although we have individual prayers, but the church also encourages us to worship God as team, as group, assembly. And we say in the Divine Liturgy, He made us unto Himself assembled people. That's why there is family prayer. As group, we pray together. That's why we come to the church and we pray together, communal prayer, together. Many people refuse to pray with their families. So they say, no, I will pray by myself. Yes, it's good to pray by yourself, but also you need to pray with your family. You need to pray with the church. When we work together, pray together, study the Bible together, this is more powerful. The Lord said, if two or three gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. And also He told us, if two or three agreed on something in prayer, it will be granted to them. So we can see here how this group of fishermen work together. Number four, thanksgiving. Actually, appreciation, gratefulness, and thanksgiving is very, very important for our success. Mar Isaac of Syria said, there is no gift without abundance except the one without thanksgiving. We saw how Peter came to the Lord in gratitude, in thanksgiving, bowed down at the feet of the Lord and said to Him, depart from me, I am a sinful man. These words are words of humbleness, appreciation, and thanksgiving. Many times we cry to God when we need something, but after we get what we want, we forget to come and thank God. When you have a problem, we cry and we put our names on the altar and we ask many people to pray for us. But when God actually helped us to solve the problem, we forget to come in thanksgiving and gratefulness, and we give thanks to Him. And the last point, as the Lord taught us, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything it will be granted to you. Also, in order to be successful, we need to put God first and the kingdom of God and His righteousness first before any other thing. In the miracle of today, we saw how Peter, Andrew, James, and John toiled all night, and caught nothing. And I want you to imagine how their condition was early in the morning. I'm sure they were disappointed, they were angry, they felt defeated, because after all night work, they were not able to catch one fish. And this was their profession, how they support their families if they don't have any fish to sell and to make money. And then Jesus came and told them, I will use your boats for teaching in order to give spiritual word to the people. And he did not tell them, don't worry, later on I will make you catch many fish. He did not promise them anything. But actually, they offered their boats to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ started teaching. And they were listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. Although they were defeated, many times when we have a problem, we feel we are not in the mood of prayer. So we don't come to church. I say, I'm disappointed. I'm angry with God. I work it. And I failed at the end. They fired me, or I got laid off. And we become angry and we don't come to the church. But here we can see how these fishermen put the kingdom of God and His righteousness first. So they, although of the disappointment of catching no fish, after one night of hard work, they listened to God and waited and put God first. And after they finished, then God actually addressed their physical needs and their materialistic needs. And He told them, launch to the deep and cast your nets for a catch. So our Lord Jesus Christ instructed us, don't worry. Don't worry about what you eat and what you drink and what you wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Your worry and your anxiety will not add anything to you, but you need to trust God with all your needs, and God will provide for all your needs. So these are the points that we learn from the gospel of today, how to be successful. Number one, to trust God with all our hearts. Number two, to be persistent and consistent in our work, as how these four fishermen worked hard and labored all night in order to provide for their families. Number three, we need to focus on the quality. On the quality. Go into the depth. Launch into the depth. Number four, we need to work as a team, not as individuals. Our productivity will be higher when we work as a team. Number five, thanksgiving and gratefulness. As we come to God asking Him for our needs, also, we need to come to God actually showing appreciation and thanksgiving. And number six, to put God first, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added to us. And finally, number 7, we should know that our God is a mighty God and He has authority. That's why this faith and confidence in Him will cast away any fear, any worry, any anxiety from our hearts. Let us pray and ask God to be with us and to grant us success in everything we do. As Nehemiah said, God of heaven, grant us prosperity, and we, His children, will rise up and build. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.